Helen Thomas spent 60 years asking presidents tough questions, 9 of them, from John Kennedy to George W. Bush. She started in the White House press corps at a time when female reporters were generally assigned to cover the First Lady, but eventually became the White House bureau chief of United Press International, and more recently a columnist for Hearst newspapers. She's been out sick recently, but her publicist advises that she's being sent home today to recuperate and plans to get back to her column sooner rather than later.
I never think of myself as being a successful reporter. All I know is I wanted to be there, and there's nothing that can replace being there for a reporter, to see with your own eyes and so forth. So I only think that it was my determination and desire to watch history in the making. So I was so lucky.
That's an excerpt from a documentary on Helen Thomas, produced and directed by Rory Kennedy. Thank you, Mr. President. Helen Thomas at the White House. It begins airing next week on HBO. If you'd like to talk with Rory Kennedy about Helen Thomas or about making this movie, 800-989-8255, or you can email us, talk@npr.org. And Rory Kennedy is with us at our New York Bureau. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
And I have to ask you about a scene in the film where Richard Nixon congratulates Helen Thomas when she becomes the White House bureau chief for UPI, and he says some very nice things. And this is the height of the Watergate scandal, and it puts her in a terrible quandary. She's got a zinger of a question for the president.
It's true, and she remembers that moment very clearly. She was being complimented by Nixon, and then she was faced with this decision. Should she ask a hard question, or should she just sit back and say thank you? And, of course, it was Helen Thomas, and so she asked the tough questions and asked him about the tapes. And I think it's very typical Helen Thomas behavior.
At the same time, an incredibly nice woman, but also maybe not, you wouldn't think so if you're the president.
Yes, I think one of the things that's just so great about Helen Thomas, we had the premiere in D.C. a couple of weeks ago, and we had a Marlon Fitzwater was there and Joe Lockhart and a number of press secretaries, and they all were talking about how, you know, when they were preparing the presidents for these briefings, they'd always say, okay, well, what is Helen Thomas going to ask? And this idea that this, you know, woman is just terrorizing these presidents and press secretaries is so much fun.
She also, a lot of listeners may not remember the times when UPI and the Associated Press, AP, these two wire services were the most important news services in the entire country.
That's right. And, you know, Helen Thomas talks about and her colleagues talk about her getting there at 4:30 in the morning and working until the wee hours. She was really committed to getting the story and getting it before AP.
And ends up marrying the competition.
That's right. She did. She got married to a man who used to work for AP. It was she was married for about 10 years, and he ended up getting Alzheimer's and dying shortly thereafter, unfortunately. But you know, Helen has just been very committed to her work from the very beginning, and I think she's really dedicated her life to her work.
One of the interesting questions you ask her is, did she ever use her feminine wiles to get a story?
Yes, and she says that she didn't really have an opportunity to do that, and she laughs. But you know, the truth is Helen Thomas is extraordinarily charming, and I do think she charmed her way into getting some great answers along the way.
We're talking with Rory Kennedy about her new movie that debuts on HBO August 18th. It's this coming Monday. It's called Thank You, Mr. President, Helen Thomas at the White House. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And earlier we mentioned the Watergate crisis, and we imagine that a lot of the time unfolding at the White House. But she had a very interesting comment in your film about what she regarded as her failure. Let's listen to an excerpt.
The White House press corps really was shamed with Watergate because we really realized that all these terrible things had been going on, betrayal of the government, abuse of power, and so forth. And we had not really done anything about it. And it took two outside reporters, Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, to really expose all of these things. And there we were. At the same time, when you're on the body watch at the White House, I mean, in my own rationale, there wasn't much time to do investigative reporting. But nevertheless, you always feel that, you know, this happened under on my watch and I should have done a better job.
And again, that's, I'd never thought of that.
Yeah, you know, I think Helen was really hard on herself after that, and it's one of the things that has driven her over the years to continually ask the hard questions of the president, to feel like she really has a responsibility to get the information to the public, that that is her job, her mission is to get the truth, and she's really dedicated her life since Watergate to doing whatever it takes to get that story.
Let's see if we can get a caller on the line. Again, if you'd like to join us, 800-989-8255. And let's go to Rod, and Rod's with us from Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
With a little question here. My question was basically how a viewer such as myself, who's sort of middle-of-the-road politics, is gonna interpret this or see it as being, quote, fair towards some of the, the Republican presidential presidents who were notoriously, I guess, in my mind and most people's minds, got the better end of Helen Thomas's questions. You don't really know. Jimmy Carter being attacked or questioned heavily by her doesn't really come to mind. So I guess that would be my question.
Okay. Rory Kennedy?
Well, I think one of the wonderful things about Helen Thomas is that she has held all of the presidents equally to account, and as well as her fellow journalist. And for many years, when she was working for UPI, people actually didn't know what her politics were. My mother is Ethel Kennedy, and when I was telling her that I was doing this film, she said, "You know, are you sure you want to make a film on Helen Thomas? She was very tough on Jack." And you know, then they met each other and became fast friends. But I think the truth is that, and one of the great things about Helen is she's just asked the tough questions of all the presidents, and I think you'll see in the film that that's absolutely the case. And the film's really driven by an interview, a 20-hour interview we did with Helen Thomas, and archival material that supports this position that she's held for so many years of asking the hard questions over and over again, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, and holding them equally to account.
I think it's fair to say also the situation has changed since she became a columnist, where she's paid to have an opinion. And, well, you do ask her the liberal bias question in the course of the movie. Let's listen.
Do you think there's a liberal bias in the press?
Hell no. I want to find one fellow liberal. I'm dying to find another liberal. Open their mouths. Where are they?
So
she does have her opinions now, which is also wonderful. And I think another great thing about Helen is, you know, despite the fact that she's worked for UPI for so many years, she dedicated 60 years of her life. She left in protest when it was bought by Reverend Moon. And then she landed on her feet working as a columnist now for Hearst magazine and Hearst papers, and she's able to express herself, as you say, and now I think people have a much better sense of what her opinion is.
Okay, thanks for answering my question. That definitely makes me more interested.
All right.
Okay, good. Well, thanks. I hope you check it out.
Thanks, Rod. And Rory Kennedy, thanks very much for being with us today.
Oh, it was great being here. Thank you.
Rory Kennedy produced and directed Thank You, Mr. President, Helen Thomas at the White House, which begins airing on HBO August 18th, this coming Monday. And she was with us from our bureau in New York. Tomorrow, Ira Flatow's here with Science Friday. We'll see you again on Monday. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.